nice. I feel like this cannot be a sound.
A 14-year-old girl is banished from her family to live with her disgusting grandpa. He has wormy veins and... and he has a firm hand and discipline from the olden days.
Every day he forces her to chop trees out in his 20-acre wood. Chop, girl. It'll teach you discipline, he says with his veiny throat.
Yeah. But the curiosity got the best of her, even though every night he locked her in her room and said, do not wander. She escaped using a tin soldier as a key. And she wandered and wandered until she found a mysterious box full of...
letters.
Right.
Letters to her grandpa from his deceased wife.
From his wife?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Who's been long dead.
Long dead.
They died on their wedding night.
That's yep. right. Yeah. Mysteriously.
No, they
cause of death, horniness.
Blue, and then the second word is crossed out.
And so she can only assume that her grandpa is responsible.
Yes.
And she takes it upon herself to bring her grandma to justice.
Yep.
Her grandma? The dead person?
Yeah, his wife.
Bring her to justice.
Because she died. Justice. She died the night of their wedding night.
Yes.
She's blaming him. Who else was there?
You said bring her grandma to justice, but she's the victim.
I'm sorry. Let me just rephrase two words. Bring justice to her grandma.
Yes.
On a silver platter. Justice best served cold. In the good justice.
Yes.
For her grandma.
For her grandma. The key to falling in love.
The key to falling in love
is solving your dead grandma's murder. A 5, a 6, a 5, 6, 7, 8. Musical Monday, Musical Monday. Where should we look? Left, down, up, right, or above?
The key to falling in love.
Musical Monday.
Hello, and welcome back to Musical Monday with Caleb, Zach, and Shay at Improv Broadway. I'm Zach, this is Caleb, this is Shay, and we're at Improv Broadway. First time tuning in, this is Musical Monday. We share our views, opinions, recaps, analyses, depositions, dissertations on musicals that no one's really ever heard about. And today is a really smackin' good one.
It's smackin' good.
It's called The Key to Falling in Love. And it is a murder mystery. A cold case.
It's just a murder mystery, Zach.
Caleb.
It's a murder mystery. It's a romance.
It's a romantic cold case murder mystery.
It's a murder romance.
It's a murder yes. mance.
It's a murder mance.
And intertwines two generations that would be better left alone.
Sometimes.
Old and young should not mix. They should not hang out together.
And they rarely do. Except for this first song. Where she's asking the grandpa about these letters she's found because mm-hmm. she's looking for clues.
And oh, is he unhappy that she has
dug up mm-hmm. his past? He loved his wife and he was excited for a long and fruitful marriage.
And a long and fruitful night.
And he never remarried. But. He did have unions with someone, and that's where his granddaughter came from, because otherwise. But he only did it once, and it was a mistake.
Unions.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to have unions for your progeny.
But he loved his wife, and he felt guilty the whole time unionizing.
Can we see that song? So she's presented him with all of this evidence,
yes.
And he's like, no, it was a mistake. And then he goes into that number, were always a mistake, or your mother was a mistake. I can't remember what it's called.
No offense. Your mother was a mistake.
No offense.
Yes, that was it. Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear that song.
I loved her so much. Why did she have to leave me at dusk? The night of our wedding night, we were about to get it on all night. Then she collapsed on the floor, poisoned, drinked, and got some more. And I was framed for her murder. I was lonely and I was aghast. I went to the bar at last. There was your whorish grandmammy. She said, hey, you lonely mister, looks like you miss her. Would you like a rock and tumble out down below? I said, no, 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 no. I regret having your mother. No offense, but your red district lady, grandmama, caught me on the fence. I wanted to be true to my wife. I was gonna love her all night of my life, but she left me and I don't know who the murderer was. So that's why I'm here in the forest, chopping down trees, hoping that maybe that act could appease my loneliness. I live here in this house, these empty halls, but nothing could save me from that night of blue. Your mom, she represents everything that's wrong with my life. My life, my life. Why did your mom send me you to me when I hated her so much? I think that it was revenge. She wanted to serve revenge like lunch. Cold, decrepit, nasty and gray. That's what I said each day. So you wanna know on my wedding day what happened that night? No, I didn't kill my wife. It was the man in black. If you wanna find her murderer, then you need to go back. Back through the letters, read them all through. That little granddaughter, what you need to do? Because in the letters, my old wife suspected. But I'm too heartbroken to read them again. So that's why I haven't done it again. So you'll have to read them for me and solve the mystery. It only happened once, and I regretted it. I've been celibate ever since. It's like...
Yeah. So this is
And to be
true.
Clear, he's going senile a little bit. He keeps saying your mother. He means your grandmother.
Grandmother.
Yeah.
Well, his mother was his daughter that he hates. So you're right, but also there were those two characters.
Oh yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Both
the
mother
both
from
he really didn't like
from
sure,
the
for sure.
You know, from the scandalous bartender.
Right, right, mm-hmm. right, right.
Yeah,
right.
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, her grandma's cause of death was horniness.
Well, that's what it said. That's what it said on the death certificate.
Yeah. So the guy,
but that's
the guy
what
who
I'm
did.
Well,
remember, there was a goblet. He said she was poisoned, but they never said with what with. It could have been Lady Viagra, for all we know,
or oysters. Which are an aphrodisiac.
To be fair, the guy who did the autopsy gave a lot of weird reasons for death. So, who knows? But like,
but that's
crazy,
exactly
right?
What the young granddaughter is thinking as she's mm-hmm. pacing through the bright red carpeted floors, mm-hmm. checkered red carpet and brown carpeted floors, and she's pondering as she sits on the carpeted toilet seat in her grandpa's house,
peeing in the carpeted water in the toilet.
Yes, eating the carpeted Triscuits.
Triscadillas. You guys ever done Triscadillas?
Quesadillas with Triscuits?
Wait, no. Triscuit, a little bit of salsa, a little bit of cheese. You put it in the microwave for like 30 seconds. Mm. Triscuitilla.
Never. So
you love Triscuits. You love poor people. Wheat thins.
Wheat thins are sweet.
Oh, wheat thins are so good.
I don't like a wheat thin. I don't like a wheat thin.
I like both.
They're the shredded wheat of the cracker community. No one likes it.
A shredded wheat can really hit the spot.
Oh my gosh. Your trashy breakfast is showing. Well, ring, ring, ring. It's your garbage breakfast.
Well, some of us only got Lucky Charms on their birthday. So we had to suffice with grandpa food.
So she sets off on a mission to find out what really happened.
Mystery. Did she die of horniness or something else?
Or did she die of horniness by nefarious means?
By a different person. Who might have killed her?
Yes.
With.
Horniness. Nope.
And the answer is no, pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, no. Was it premarital excitement or was it lust after someone else that she couldn't handle?
Right. Mm. And it wasn't that. She marked that off. She did investigate it. You have to look at all angles. And she's trying to be objective.
But
she really wants it to be her grandpa to be guilty.
Yeah, because she hates him. She has to chop down trees all summer.
And he...
Now, to be fair, he does pay her. He hires her as a summer.
He pays her handsomely.
But he's not a great boss.
Yeah, but he also, slaps her sometimes. Well, because that's...
Well, he watched all those John Wayne movies.
He slaps her. He slaps her in his sleep when she tries to wake him up. And he's like, yeah. And then he realized he thought it was his wife's murderer, but he finds out it's her every time.
Right.
He's a conflicted character because he got heartbroken and ball busted on his wedding night. You know.
Yeah. Yep. But it is kind of weird that before he called the police on his dead wife's body, he went to go down and get a little something.
What? No.
Isn't that what you said?
No! No!
You said he went straight to the bar.
Yeah. After his wife died, he was grieved.
Oh, you mean he went to the bar to get a drink.
The bar to get the drink.
But that's where he met the lady.
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah, the words you had used
didn't make it sound like that's okay. What you're talking about.
Listen, I don't know if you know anything about grief. If your wife gets wheeled away on your wedding night and you're not going to want to stay in that house alone, where are you going
right.
to go?
But
you
I'm
go
just
to
saying,
old Skid Row.
I'm just saying he didn't call the police first.
No, he didn't.
He did it after.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
But that's pretty clear.
Yeah, it's just like he's a morally great character, and that's good.
I mean,
that's
it
good
sounds
for
like he's
pretty
black.
Know about him, you know,
he didn't call. He went straight to the bar. He slaps his little girl.
Well, in his sleep.
Yeah, so. I mean, part of her job chopping down trees. She's also supposed to make sure that he doesn't stop breathing.
Yeah.
Because he's got really bad sleep apnea, but his face is so oddly shaped he can't have a sleep apnea. So she walks in several times a night, pokes him, make sure that he's still breathing, and
he's giving all the sleep apnea machine to her for chopping down. The trees.
That's right.
Yeah, you she's using it for a science project.
Yeah, she's a scientist.
She's making Mr. Apnea. It's this giant robot out of just apnea machines, and he talks through all of the breathing tubes. It's quite
just a fun little side project.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she's on the case.
That's right.
She's searching a lot of burning questions.
Right.
Right.
Can we hear the song where she's? It's kind of a montage, and she's like, you see her like in the library doing research, and then you see her like. In the sewer, like looking for clues, and she kind of sees, and she's going through all of these things emotionally too. Can we see that song?
This is the Red Yarn, Piecing It Together song.
Grandpa, I really, really wish you're guilty, but the it's a bunch of dark strangers that had it out for Ruth. Oh, Grandma, you crazy girl, what did you do? She had infiltrated all of the mobs. Grandma, you filthy lady, why didn't you stop? She had been sleeping with JFK. Oh, you nasty lady. Had so many enemies. And of course, when she found Grandpa, she wanted to start over her life. But then her enemies, well, they didn't want her to go away. They didn't like a clean slate. She tried to change her identity, but that wouldn't stop the crew of nasties. Oh, Grandpa, did you know about her past? Of course, this relationship would never last. Grandpa, I really want you to be guilty and free me from family responsibility. Oh, Grandpa, I really want you to be guilty and free me. But all signs in my red yarn bulletin board show me that you're as innocent as could be and more. Oh, Grandpa, you didn't kill her, but you still suck as a person, that's for sure. But all of these shady characters, she was involved in the past. Grandma, you deserve. I have to give up. I wasn't made for this life. My parents abandoned me to live at my grandpa's house. There's too much trauma for a 14-year-old to figure out. Grandpa, I wanted you to be guilty, but I think that this mystery has still freed me. After all, by the way, I'm in the sewers.
It all pieces it together, the sewers, the interconnections of a city. And so, yeah, she gives up and she goes home to her grandpa to tell him that she's giving up the case. And she sees him just sobbing by the fireplace, and she sees a side of him that she's never seen before. The human side, the hurt side. The guy who never got it on with his wife.
The victim.
The victim.
The real victim. Oh.
Because what's worse? Being murdered, maybe? Or not getting yours.
Right. At least Grandma doesn't have to, you know, feel the lack of love in her life. She doesn't feel anything at all.
Not at all. And the granddaughter comforts him and has a moment of connection.
That's right.
As he's sobbing.
As she says, you know what? Get on out there. You don't have to regret every fling you have just because your wife died on your wedding night.
Yeah.
But shocking twist. Who walks through the door in the fireplace light?
JFK.
Yep.
He faked his death. And he says, you know who else faked their death, Gramps? And he moves out of the doorframe. And who's behind him?
Grandma.
Grandma herself.
Grandma.
Alive after all these years.
That's right. She's been working with JFK.
Yep, doing spy stuff.
Doing spy stuff. They both had to fake their deaths. But what she reveals is, I had to fake my death for our country, but I couldn't leave without a little something. And she puts on the bartender's wig.
Yeah.
And reveals she was the bartender whole time.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he still says, I still regret it.
Yeah, well, wow. The thing is, he was so sad about now is he realized that they did have some moments together, but they weren't real because she was pretending to be somebody else.
Yeah.
And so he, in this song, you see Grandpa and JFK's sidekick, Grandma, also bartender, sing...
A.K.A. Lee Harvey Oswald. What's her alias?
Yeah. He knew her as Ruth.
He knew her as Ruth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And so he's pleading with... He's explaining why he's so sad. She's like, no, it's all okay. I'm alive. Of course, that's great and all, but... There's still some things that they get to work out together in this song.
Yeah. You know?
What she tells him is that I came back throughout the years dressed as different people in your life to try to stay connected with you. And each one of the letters which you refused to read were a love letter from each of these personas that I did. And she's like, I know that it's wrong. In my twisted way, it was the only way I could show you I loved you and also save us from the Cubans. Her words, not mine.
Yeah.
And he's furious because he led a life of celibacy.
with a few gaps, one little blip,
which turned out to be their unionizing act.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're still legally married.
Cool.
Turns out.
Cool.
So yes, we get to see them work through those struggles and realize that they do now can have an actual love.
That's right. Life. And together. He is overcome with emotions.
Yes. Passion.
Yeah, so much
right
so.
Right at the very end of the song.
So much so, it stops his heart.
Let's not give it all away, shall we? Oh, okay. Let's have this this confrontation song between Grandpa and Ruth. You lied to me. You lied. As you lied with me, you lied. You tried to be someone else, and you lied to me. How could you? I just wanted a wife, someone to spend my life with. Instead, you went off with JFK. How could you abandon me for your country? You said that I was your whole world. Did our marriage vows mean nothing? Was it a lie when you said I do? Was your love for me meant nothing? Was your love for me at all true? What is love behind a mask? Just a fake, fake thing. What's the life behind a mask? Just a fabrication in the making. Do you have anything to say, Ruth? After 65 years?
Everything will be JF okay. I didn't mean for it to go this way. My past caught up with me. I wanted your future to be free. So I kidnapped a doctor and held him at gunpoint. I said claim I died of horniness and joy. And that's, I thought you would be happy in a life without the spy me. Didn't want you to find out I faked my identity. Please, can you forgive me? We're old, let's live our last 2 years in peace.
2 years, how do you? That's how longer we have to go.
I took a scan of your brain. Remember the doctor that you saw last June? That was me, a different identity. And I saw the tumor, it's growing. And I have a matching one in the shape of a heart. Isn't that fun?
How could I forgive you? You left me alone. I had no one here as I rotted in home. If it weren't for the mailman who came once a year to give me letters, man.
I was that mailman.
Gary?
Yeah.
Gary Gearhart?
Gary Gearhart.
No, it can't be.
I was. I chatted with you on the porch. And I delivered all of your carpets, your carpeted toilets.
I was about to end my life. And then I went to the ice cream shop. A man was working there for only one day. And he gave me a free mint scoop.
Me and JFK are purely platonic. My love for you makes me sick, and it's chronic. I'm begging you to take me back. If not, I'll have a heart attack.
I'll have to ask my best friend, Jerry Mimes, the mime who visited in town.
Picture me with white and red paint. I was that mime, never giving a word. I ain't anybody but who you've always loved. Think of a stranger, that was me, I swear of.
You were there all along. You were there all along. Wow, it's like you never left me. Except physically, and coming back about once a year as one of my different best friends.
Isn't that fun?
Pretty fun.
Some people beg to have
nice
role play, but you and me
did
charades every day.
Pretty
kept
great
our romance pretty
grand
spicy.
I should have recognized you from your life. For me, I'm sorry I've behaved so selfishly. Won't you come return to me? And sometimes wear the makeup. Gary Gearhart, Jimmy Scoops, Bill Burr, the car salesman, Mayor Tilford, all men, and one bartending lady. What say we head back home? I just realized. Faking your death, becoming a spy, and coming back once a year, why, that's truly the key to falling in
just wished that all those people were the same person. You liked the friendliness of the mailman, the mysteriousness of the mime, the quietness of the mime.
The power of the mayor.
The mopiness of the dog.
The sea shanty of the pirate king.
The respect of the little beggar boy.
The sanctity of the Pope.
The knowledge of the wise man.
The naughtiness of the bad elf.
The grayness of the librarian.
The muscles of the Grinch.
The key to falling in love.
I'm getting
horny. Oh. Wink.
The black epic. Oh my gosh. This musical won the Tony Awards for the most usages of the word horny.
Be careful.
Be careful now.
Be careful.
Be careful now.
Horniness is a heavy load to bear.
It's a disease. Don't let anyone tell you different. It's not something you can control. Get help. Go to rehab.
This musical was a campaign by the Catholic Church.
If you're horny, get help.
Yeah. That was their slogan.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness. Wow. We hope that, interesting. You only see us once a week, and we wear a different face every time. And I guess that truly is the key to falling in love here on...
Musical Monday.
Smash cut to the bar. The grieving wife is getting a drink. A mysterious bartender with locks down to his shoulders. Hey, lady, care for a drink?
I'm not thirsty, thanks, though.
The end. Incredible.